to. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Stop coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Welcome to CITR 101.9 and the show Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host Matthew. Thanks so much for Peter there with Breakfast for the Browns every Monday. Awesome way to start your week, as is a dose of Australian music. I'll be actually front-loading the show with the Canadian tunes this week. Usually I feature older Australian music up front and then get into the new Australian music and then Canadian towards the end, but I'm actually going to flip it around today, just because we have an interview late in the show with an Australian blues musician named Michael Charles, who is on the road. He'll be calling through from Idaho around 11:40 p.m., 12:40 his time. So that's really exciting. So I thought I'd devote the second two-thirds of the show to a bit of a roots and blues kind of sound, because I'll also be featuring some music by Kim Churchill, who is an Australian guitar prodigy, a roots musician who's playing in Vancouver on Wednesday. So we've got Michael Charles, the Australian blues musician, calling through, and a little bit of music to play from Kim Churchill, a roots musician. So I thought, why not do some blues and roots? So that'll be in the second part of the show, and we'll play some older stuff as well, some Beast Suburban and AC/DC, believe it or not, because they had a bit of a blues sound to their music. So I thought we'd start with some fresh Canadian music, and the genius, the man Neil Young, of course, has a new album out, Lanoise. It's been out for a while now. September last year it came out. But I haven't played too much from this album, so I'd really like to play for you one song now. This is Neil Young from the album The Noise, and the song is called Hitchhiker. Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank you. was getting hotter. I knew I was getting hotter. But the neon lights and the endless nights, fame took me by surprise. The doctor gave me Valium, but I still couldn't close my eyes. I still couldn't close my eyes. On TV or see or be seen. Living in the country looked good to me. Smoking grass while the summer passed in the real organic scene. Green. Then we had a kid and we split apart. I was living on the road, and a little cocaine went a long, long way to ease that different load, and my head did explode. My head did explode. Such beautiful buildings to house the chosen few, like an Inca from Peru. How many years have come and gone, like friends and enemies. I tried to leave behind, but it's catching up with me. It's catching up with me. I don't know how I'm standing here, living in my life. I'm thankful for my children and my faithful wife.
Drifting as a bird asleep. was the night, cold was the ground. Eyes running blind out for the edge of this town. All that I wanted was just a taste. Once I got it, I lost my way. I'd never listen when I get through. Oh, this kind of living, take your soul. To the alarm bells ring and the deputy. Be on the lookout for me. Getting your mama round you about me.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show on CITR 101.9 FM and, of course, listenable online and on podcast. The blog, if you go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, you'll find the blog for this radio show with set lists, a podcast you can listen to at your leisure. And I also post a video each week from one of the tracks that I played. So a little package for you of Australian and Canadian music to keep you going during the week. And for those of you who are listening live right now, the lucky people will be listening to a phone interview soon with Michael Charles. He is a very accomplished blues musician from Australia who is on the road. He'll be calling through from Idaho. And I'll be playing you some of his music a little later on. So that's why I played the Canadian music up front this week. You heard at the top Neil Young with the track The Hitchhiker from Lanois, the new album. Neil Young has been putting out albums consistently now, the last decade, at least once every year or two. So showing no signs of slowing down. Neil Young, we heard The Hitchhiker. After that was The Provincial Archive. I played you the first track off there, Maybe We Could Be Holy Record. The song was called Wait and See. That's W-E-I-G-H-T and S-E-A, Wait and See. And finally was a live track there from the British Columbians. The track was called Broke and Busted, and it's from the compilation Now With More Music. So that was a live track. The compilation is compiled by CJSW, 90.9 FM, that's in Calgary. So it's a special live music compilation. That's a really excellent station up there in Calgary. So that was the British Columbians, recorded July 15th, 2010, somewhere up in Calgary, presumably right there in their studios. So Broken Busted, probably a good actually choice of song because later on I'll be featuring some blues music. So Broken Busted is a kind of a good segue into that. But first of all, Roots. I did mention at the start that I'd be playing some music by Kim Churchill, who is the prodigy, the 19-year-old. I think he's 20 now, but anyway, he's still prodigious. He picked up the guitar at age 4 and is a roots musician, aficionado, and a world traveler. And he's passing through Whistler and Vancouver this week, playing at the Media Club on Wednesday, so I'll be playing his music soon. So I thought I'd devote the next three songs at least to Roots music. Regular listeners know I've been playing a bit of music by Chris Mapstone and Roots System, who are my pick for the cutting edge of the Roots scene here in Vancouver. But for by way of context, I thought I'd play you some John Butler Trio. John Butler is probably the most well-known Australian Roots musician at the moment. He's toured a lot through here, I believe, through Canada. And the Sunrise Over Sea album from 2003 was his breakthrough album. So I thought I'd play you the song Better Man, which was a popular song from that record. And like roots music, what is roots music? I don't know. I've sort of got into it of late, and I just don't really know how to define it yet, other than that it's generally acoustic based. And based on, well, at least, you know, maybe the everyday lives. It's got a bit of a folk element to it, folk lives and aspirations of the artists, and often a spiritual component. So music like the John Butler Trio and Chris Mapstone and Roots System, you'll get a sense of their love of all things environmental and their connection to something deep and spiritual. And it definitely comes through in the lyrics and the vibes to the music. So let's play some John Butler Trio, and we'll get on through to Kim Churchill very soon as well, the 20-year-old genius roots musician. So here we go. Here's John Butler Trio from 2003. John Butler is from Fremantle, Western Australia, so the most isolated city in the world, by the way. If you want to have a look on the map, believe me, Perth and Fremantle is very, very isolated. Okay, here it is, John Butler Trio.
So better man, I am a sensei. I come into contact with you, and you taught me so many things about myself, and you know this is true. But now we are apart, and it's all my fault, 'cause you know I need to be
how can I share me with you, girl, for anyone? You wanna be a thorn when you're sad, girl, oh, I'll be the one to make you cry. You wanna be the guy, cause you are the devil. Typical man, I am, cause you think I want my kid. And eat it too. Don't say I can be in a relationship, but I still feel for you. Cause you are the best woman this old man has ever met. You taught me about my soul. You shared with me.
I can see your face, even though you're miles and miles away. You're the reason I'm alive. Thank you for teaching me how to survive. And I will be smiling, and everything is going your way. So I hope you're smiling. Your kind words went straight to my heart. Thank you for believing in me. With every magazine and every cup of tea you poured, you know, so much to me. And I hope you're smiling, and I hope you're smiling, and everything is going your way. So, and I hope you're smiling.
hello, dear sister. It seems that life isn't as easy as we thought it would be. Well, with every wave of doubt you ride, just remember my heart is full of so much pride. I'll be smiling, and I'll be smiling, and everything is going your way soon. And I hope you're smiling. To those so far away, to those lost and gone away, well, I hope you get where you're going now. So try to make it through the day. I promise you, you'll find your way.
Your mind on fire like being all alone. Welcome to the ones who think beyond their place, he said when I told him of my hours of waste. Oh, sit down and listen, there's more to my face. We start the fires, then ensue the chase. There are no guns on our shoulders, but we give the orders. No deaths to our name, but millions to our causes. We're so fucking clever, we don't have an answer. We'll make up a god who demands that we stand up and do what we're told. Even though that we don't know, it's the start of a faith, and it makes ways to trace life. It keeps us in line. It's fair to be kind, but I won't sit on my knees and be told to wear a blue tie and stop what I please. When you say I need to shine my shoes, I can leave. I don't need you in my life, and that's me. Places where the ones in our head and dreams with two faces are deep ocean heavens and wide river dances excite reverie with pills and our glances. Oh, give me a mountain my false mood enhances. Whilst one sails you through, the other leaves chances. Oh, cracks in the road,
seems to lifelong distract us. It feels like I'm spinning on society's axis. Guess I'll keep my dreams, but they're more than your answers. You'll burst at the seams. No, I'll take my chances, and that's me.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Okay, so here we are back on CIT 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And thanks for listening to some roots music there. We featured three acts who are Australian roots musicians. At the top was John Butler with the classic song Better Man from Sunrise Oversea. And we also heard in the middle Chris Mapstone and Root System, who are an absolutely brilliant band playing around the city at the moment. And I Hope You're Smiling, I think that's its radio debut. They've played Vancouver Island recently, and we'll have some gigs coming up in the coming weeks in Vancouver, so I'll let you know about that. And finally, we heard Kim Churchill. So that is the young man who's playing at the Media Club this Wednesday night. Kim is a brilliant 20-year-old guitarist from Australia and roots musician, and he travels constantly. He hasn't taken a breather in 2 years. He's constantly on the road. So, from roots to blues. Now, hopefully we're going to have a phone interview very soon with Michael Charles, a very interesting gentleman. He's a long-term blues musician from Australia, been playing since 12 years old in his first band, and we'll be talking to him live on the radio very soon. So I wanted to play you some music from Michael Charles now. This is Hey Babe, and he will actually be playing in Vancouver very shortly as well. So here we go. This is Michael Charles, blues.
For you. Hey, took a look, I took a peek at all the things that made me weep. Hey babe, hey babe, the message that I got for you. Hey babe. For you. Hey, babe. Hey, babe.
Song the way I feel deep inside of me, I would sing it to you. I know I've done some wrong, that's the way I got to be strong. Something I had to do. I left the place I love. I left the people to set them free. From your voice, the picture fades, but that moment will stay. Another day goes by, another week, a month, a year will fly. Must be out of my tree.
If I could sing my song the way I feel deep inside of me. I would sing it to you. I know I've done some wrong. That's the way I got to be strong. Something I had to do. I left the place I love. I left the people to set them free. Oh yeah. From me. Another time and place.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, and we are back on CITR 101.9 FM with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and my very special guest on the phone right now, Michael Charles, calling from Idaho. He's on the road. He is a long-term Australian blues musician currently based in Chicago, and I played a couple of his tracks right up there. We heard Hey Babe and Another Time, and after that were the familiar sounds of AC/DC there with Baby Please Don't Go, because they really did start out as a blues rock band, and Baby Please Don't Go, of course, is a classic cover song there. So to segue into chatting to Michael Charles, and we have him on the line right now.
Hello,
you there, Michael?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thanks so much for calling. Whereabouts are you in Idaho?
I'm in Boise right now.
Oh, excellent. And
we're in Boise, and we're on our way to into Washington, and then we're coming out to see you guys.
On the 25th of February, you're playing at a club called Yale. So, and listeners, we've just played you a couple of tracks from Michael to get you into the mood, Hey Babe and Another Time. Michael, can you tell us first up a little bit about blues music? Because I'm going to assume, actually, that a lot of my listeners who would not otherwise have heard too much blues on my show, what is blues music and how did you encounter it in Australia way, way back?
Well, you know, if you look at you notice you were playing AC/DC, which were a blues-based band. They're pretty much a blues band that just, you know, spice things up, you know. But blues originated in the U.S., obviously, with the African-Americans in the cotton fields and all that. It goes way back, you know, with B.B. King and Buddy Guy and Howlin' Wolf, and, you know, we'll go into, you know, there's so many great original blues players that put it on the map for us.
Hmm.
And you know, the thing is, I guess you're in a certain age bracket that I grew up in Australia, obviously, and you know, you get influenced by what you're fed. And I was fed things like, as a child, I would hear on the radio Elvis Presley, and I would hear the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and I mean, they're all blues-based bands that were influenced by American blues.
Hmm.
And so, I guess you know, you kind of grow up, and it's fed to you, and you've got no choice but it becomes part of what you do. And I really didn't realize myself how much blues influenced I was. So I actually came out to the U.S. and I sat in with some blues people. And one my first guy I ever got up on stage with in the U.S. was Buddy Guy. Just got up there and started doing my thing. And I felt like I just put a glove on perfect fit. And I was trying to figure out how come I was fitting in so well, and then I kind of come to the conclusion it had to be what I was fed as a kid on the radio. There was no way out.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense to you.
Wow. And that was that in 1990 when you first relocated to the States?
Yeah, that's when I came out to the States for the first time, was 1990. And I just never looked back. I kind of was invited out by the guy and his management. And my manager in Australia at the time said, "Now we've been invited out to play at Legends, at Buddy's Club. What do you think?" And I said, "Well, there's nothing to think about. That's not even a question. Let's do it." You know? and I haven't looked back. I kind of came out, and as I said, I did a couple of weeks in the Chicago land area, and went back home to Australia. And my career was, you know, I had a pretty good career in Australia, and I played music my whole life there. And I thought, well, you know, why not just go back to Chicago and try a little further and see where it takes me, maybe stay a couple of months this time instead of a couple of weeks. And it kind of went from weeks to months to years, and 20 years later, here I am. So it wasn't planned that I was going to move to the U.S.
Mm.
It just happened, and it's become home, you know.
And I must say, I mean, Chicago is an extraordinary city, and there must be so many places there to play just in that city alone.
Well, Chicago's amazing. It's such a huge city, and it's got such a history with music too. And it's a magnet. It's a magnet for the blues.
Mm.
So to be part of that scene there, it's quite an honour. You know, I feel very honoured to and lucky. And don't take it for granted that I am part of the Chicago scene. It's just something that you've just got to say, you know, thank you for accepting me. It's just one of those things.
Absolutely. And as an ambassador also for Australia, because even 20 years away, your accent's still thick and it's who you are deep down, your roots.
Well, you know, you're not going to lose who you are, I don't think we are. I mean, you've moved to Canada, so you're not going to lose who you are.
No.
And I think it's a good thing. We shouldn't lose who we are. You know?
Exactly. And music gets us in touch with who we are. That's really one of its real motivating forces, I guess. And then Canada, you like this is not it's not the first time you've played. I know you've played up in the prairies. How about British Columbia here? When's the last time you were down these parts?
I've never played Vancouver. This is the first time I've done Vancouver. So,
oh wow,
I'm fairly excited to be. I've heard a lot about the Yale, and so I'm pretty excited to do that. I've been going into Edmonton and Saskatoon and Winnipeg and Calgary, all that part of Canada. I've kind of been there in the last three to 4 years, I guess. Mm. And to hit Vancouver is a new area. So I hope that I'm accepted and they like what I do. That's all you can ask for.
Well, I have no doubt about that. From the tracks we've played today, I think people will definitely realize that you're an astounding musician, and I'll be there. Thanks so much for calling, Michael. We're going to play at least one more song. We've only got a couple of minutes left on the show, unfortunately, but I'm glad we got a chance to chat.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, Michael. So this is Michael Charles, blues musician from Australia and a current resident of Chicago. Michael is playing on February 25th, that's this week, at Yale, which is at 1300 Granville Street. And this is quite an exciting event because Michael is incredibly established, and but this is his first time in the city. So thanks, Michael.
Thank you, and see you there.
Will do. Okay, thanks so much, Mark. Okay, and here's one last track from Michael Charles, and this is called Lonely Stranger. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, man.
Thank you.
So there we have a stunning track there, Lonely Stranger by Michael Charles, the gentleman who I just spoke with, and he is an Australian blues musician playing at Yale on the 25th of Feb. So thanks so much for listening, and thanks, Michael, for chatting. And guess what? Instead of alternative radio, from this day forth, we actually have Marie with Synchronicity. The spirituality show is being broadcast live every Monday at 1 p.m., so that's really neat. While she's getting organized there in the background, I thought I'd leave you with one last classic track. This is a bluesy rock band from Australia called The Beasts of Bourbon from the 1986 album The Axeman's Jazz. Let's play you a track. Because we've been playing a little bit of blues music today. So thanks so much, and Marie is up next.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome to Synchronicity. Obviously, I need a new promo because we are no longer on Fridays at 9 a.m. It's now Monday at noon. So thanks for joining me. And today's guest is